The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. WJON News Time is 5:05 and we're at 46 degrees. I'm Jay Caldwell. Weather today should see a high of 73 with mostly sunny skies. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'll have details in the weather forecast following WJON News. News is brought to you by Perkins Restaurants and Bakery. The Mille Lacs County Sheriff's Office and the State Fire Marshal are investigating a fatal house explosion in Princeton. On Tuesday morning, Chief Deputy Sheriff Aaron Evenson says they received multiple 911 calls just before 4 a.m. of a possible explosion in the 8200 block of 85th Avenue. Sheriff's deputies arrived on the scene to find a single-family home that appeared to have exploded with a large debris field that was partially on fire. A search of the debris fields turned up two victims, 60-year-old Royce Krieger Jr. and his wife, 61-year-old Catherine Krieger. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. The sheriff's office says a family dog was also found dead in the debris. The state fire marshal is on scene investigating to determine the cause of the explosion. Now that the spring semester at St. Cloud State University has ended, leaders will prepare for hard decisions on the future of the university. SCSU is facing a $5 million budget deficit for fiscal year 2024 after a nearly $18 million deficit in fiscal year 2023. Administrators have prepared an action plan to balance the budget that includes focusing on the 90 strongest academic programs, cutting 13% of the administrative staff, and cutting 13% or 57 faculty positions. Acting President Larry Lee says the plan isn't finalized yet.
This is all a recommendation right now. The way our shared governance program works is we made a presentation to the faculty association and outlined what we felt were the best recommendations on behalf of the university. They now have an opportunity to get that data, prepare a response to that data, and tell us where they might agree or disagree or where they might make different recommendations.
The proposed cuts include 46 major programs and 50 minor programs. Students currently enrolled in those programs will have the opportunity to teach out their major, transfer to another similar major, or transfer away from the university. A list of the proposed cuts and more information on the plan is available by finding the story online at WJON.com. As road construction continues to ramp up, another project gets underway on Monday that will prompt a lengthy detour for drivers who use that corridor. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is resurfacing Highway 23 between Malacca and Ogilvie. The project includes other improvements like new shoulders and underground drainage structures. The 12-mile stretch will be done in two phases. The first phase will be from Bach to Ogilvie and will close the roadway until late June. Drivers will be rerouted via Mille Lacs County Road 24 to Kennebec County Road 26 to Highway 47. The second phase will be from early July to late August. The detour will be via Mille Lacs County Road 2 to County Road 4 to County Road 1. Access will remain open to local traffic only. The entire project will be from 105th Avenue in Malacca to the Groundhouse River east of Ogilvie and is scheduled to be completed in late October. The longtime mayor of St. Joseph is calling it a career. Rick Schultz has announced he is not seeking re-election this year. He says he's watched the town grow quite a bit over the last 14 years as mayor, and he's not sure there is much more that for him to do.
It's in a really good position. Industry, commercial, business, everybody's really working together well. And it's just time for somebody else to take the reins. Somebody else can take this to the next level.
Schultz says being mayor is the most rewarding position he's ever had.
There's no one particular thing that I can say, this is, you know, my footprint or what I can stand on. There's just an awful lot of good things.
Schultz will finish out his seventh term as mayor this year, and the new mayor will be sworn in early January. The candidate filing period begins on July 30th. Last month, St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss announced he is not seeking re-election after nearly 20 years on the job. Getting more women interested in working in the trades is one of the programs benefiting from this year's Women's Fund Dancing with Our Stars event. Community dancer Deborah Lee is the vice president for cultural fluency, equity, and inclusion at St. Cloud Technical and Community College. She is raising money for the school's multicultural center and is raising, and it's a Rising Stars program.
And it brings 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade young women into the trades area for hands-on experience, experiences that they might not have or know about otherwise.
The Multicultural Center is celebrating its third year. Lee moved to St. Cloud in 1989. She was recently named a Legacy Award winner by St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss. WJON News has been highlighting each of the community dancers in this year's Dancing with Our Stars event. The finale is on Monday, June 10th at the College of St. Benedict in St. Joseph. Minnesota's fishing opener is Saturday, and the DNR has these reminders.
Anglers should keep four topics in mind when they head out. Number one is that they have an angling license. Two is that they're aware of any special regulations on lakes they may fish. Three is that they have their boat currently registered. And four is that they have the safety equipment for the boat and people in the boat.
DNR Conservation Officer Mike Lurchin. Minnesota-based Lindy Tackle is the first company to sign what is called the Loons and Lakes Legacy Pledge. John Mobeck of the National Loon Center in Cross Lake says Lindy is making a commitment to phase out lead fishing products.
So they're introducing, launching some of their newest tackle that is this non-toxic material. And then in the future, by 2027, they've made the commitment that their entire product line, all tackle that carries the Lindy name, will be lead-free.
Mobeck says removing lead from our lakes improves our water resources and protects loons and other birds from an unnecessary toxin. The Lindy lead-free product line has four styles of fishing jigs in a 144 different variations. Some Sartell kids are going to get up close and personal with hardworking trucks on Thursday. Oak Ridge Early Learning Center is holding its annual Big Truck Night from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Kids and family members of the school will get to see fire trucks, police cars, construction vehicles, snow plows, XL Energy trucks, and Coburn's Moo Cow. Oak Ridge principal Julia Bierke says they have extended the time to make the event more accessible for families.
We know families are busy, and we know there's other activities going on at this time of year, so we extended the time from 5 to 6:30 so families can drop in, grab a hot dog, walk around, you know, climb in the vehicles, and then some families will stay the entire time, so it's just really flexible. It's all outdoors, so can definitely plan around other events if needed.
Bierke says they will also have a bounce house, a bubble machine, music, and ice cream trucks. She says Big Truck Night is Oak Ridge's way to celebrate the end of the school year and interact with parents. Last year, over 600 people attended the event. WJON News Time is 5:13. It's 46 degrees. News is brought to you by Perkins Restaurants and Bakery. Weather forecast is coming up next. WJON weather forecast for St. Cloud and for St. Augusta. High today of 73, mainly sunny skies. Winds turning northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, low 44, mainly cloudy. Northeast winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high 62, blend of clouds and sunshine. Tomorrow night, low 45, mainly clear. 70 for the high on Friday with partly cloudy skies and a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Friday night, low 45. Saturday, high 70, partly cloudy. 74 on Sunday with partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered storms. 72 on Monday, mainly clear. And then Tuesday, high 73, partly cloudy. Right now, we're at 46 degrees at WJON. The official high at St. Cloud Airport yesterday was 69, low was 53. We had 16 hundredths of an inch of rainfall yesterday. The average high temperature for this date is 65. Average low is 42. Record high temps set in 1985 of 85. Record low set in 1945 of 23. Sunrise this morning happening at 5:53. Sunset this evening expected at 8:33. Right now, 46 degrees at WJON. Sports is coming up next.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.